Welcome to the Lachey Show. And guess what? First the spare ribs, and guess who the cat drug in? Welcome back, Danny.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I hope I'm a sight for all the sore eyes out there and the sore ears. Don't give me that look. I just felt your look.
Welcome back, Danny.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You were missed.
I'm glad to be back.
By most.
Some, yeah. Don't say most, because that implies a lot. Just say some. My little pocket.
You've been going for a minute, Danny.
Yeah, I have.
It feels like a month. Am I correct in that?
Four shows equals a month.
That's four, yeah.
So that's a month, yeah.
That's 4 weekends, yeah. How was your vacay?
Very good. I was in Dallas, Texas for WrestleMania.
All right, so just so that we're clear. I'm going to assume that some of this was work, some of this was fun. How did it go down exactly?
So, weeks one and two.
Did you, like, just not want to be here? Or, like, tell me.
Well, full disclosure.
Tell the people, because, you know.
Full disclosure to the Lachey Show universe.
Yes, this is important information.
I live 5 minutes away from the Orange Basement. Okay. So, it's never like I can avoid the fucking place.
You could if you want.
Two, I've been here on the ground level, so I wouldn't fucking leave. Three. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't know what that means. What do you mean on the ground level?
Like, I'm helping you lay this shit brick by brick.
Right. From, well, you gotta be here to do
that's
that.
That's what I'm...
Okay,
what?
I'm just,
well, yeah, here's easy one. Fuck you. That's one for Shay.
No. Take it easy on the fuck you, because you're gonna have the FOI come through here and straighten your ass out. All right, so, how was your trip?
Everything was great. Everything was great. I had a good time. Got to see a lot of wrestling when I was away there. Put in my boo-doos on that other Sunday. I went to an all-day makeup show in New York.
What's a makeup show for what? What's
it's called IMATS. It was the International Makeup Artist Trade Show. The girl's really into makeup.
It sounds
makeup.
Amazing.
It was 8 hours of hell.
It sounds like it was.
So I paid my dues there.
So you had 8 hours and you watched this. Was you watching any of my shows?
I was too busy holding bags and...
He was busy?
All that shit, yeah. Right. And then last week, I'm away for work. Not to give away too much about the personal life, but my my job is in the entertainment industry. We got to travel for work. Unbeknownst to me, I've been on the job 3 months, and they kind of said summer tours, summer concerts. You got to start moving, so I had to start moving. That was it.
And that was it.
That was it.
Tell me how much you missed me, Danny.
I missed you a lot, but I also know the cues when Lachey is upset with someone.
Yes.
What are those things, you're wondering?
Okay, go
on. One-word text responses are one of them.
I think that's the norm for me, though.
No, because...
I'm not a really texty type
person. But just that's to say, a 7-word text response is love from you, and a 1-word text response is absolute hate from
you. So what am I, like a 3-worder, a 4-worder?
No, I'm saying anything more than one, we're good.
Oh, okay.
But if you're given okay, and...
I'm just... All right, if we want to just put it on out there.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sore with you.
I'm not sore with you.
Oh, okay. All right. I know that you got to do what you got to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
This is a priority.
But
all these people is a priority. So that's why I'm here.
All right.
There are bigger fish to fry today.
I hear you. Let's move on.
Please.
Let's talk about what's trending right now all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And that is last night's Beyonce's...
What would you call it?
I wouldn't say a documentary. I would say maybe it was almost like a movie.
Mm-hmm. Like a long music video or something like that?
Well, it was like, how about this? Maybe it was like 10 or 12 videos in one thingy. And it was very interesting to me. You didn't get a chance to see this.
Didn't get a chance to see it.
At first, when I'm looking at it, I was a little confused as to what was happening, because it seemed to me like Beyonce was trying to come out and end the relationship with Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that because it was certain things that was said about that, you know, she had enough. She was dropping an F-bomb a couple of times, which I like. I think it's great. Saying it was over, you know, if you want to have fun like you used to, go back to that Becky that you were with and all of this and that. And I don't know, I just kind of felt like it was a announcement that things were about to be over.
But wasn't it also kind of like an unleashing of her, all of her new record? Like, wasn't that what this is supposed to be?
Well, yes.
Because she had Formation and all that stuff, and everybody was kind of waiting for this to come out, this Lemonade thing.
But the whole thing, like, but I'm just saying, that's like the vibe that I got about this album. It was just like going, explaining the experiences of her and Jay-Z, which a lot of it, I guess, wasn't sweet. I'm assuming that it was some infidelity that was involved, but then it kind of got cleared up towards the end because they had like some intimate moments. Like, he was actually on it, and you know, she was, you know, caressing him, whatever. So in a nutshell, what it said to me was, we had our differences, you almost tried to, you know, F me over, but we decided that we was gonna work it out, and this is where we at today. So that's what I kind of got out of it. It was a lot of lots of hairdos, it was lots of outfits, it was lots of breaking shit up, it was lots of feet. That's her feet was
bare
out
feet.
A lot. Yeah, a lot of bare feet that was out.
Was it good?
What's up? She had good feet?
No, was the thing good? I don't care about her feet. Was the show, was the whole
it was,
piece
it good? Was creative. It was a lot of poetry. Mm. As far as good, I think that maybe I'm not the person to answer that because Beyonce can't really do nothing that's not good to me.
Okay, fair.
Was different. It was different.
For her, or just different, period?
Different for her.
Okay.
Different for her. And overall, I think it's something that maybe I gotta live with. One or two songs kind of stood out to me more than the rest. Mm-hmm. But, you know, overall, it was okay. It was okay. She had some parts in there where, you know, I like the fact that she acknowledged the mothers who lost their sons, you know, the Eric Garners and Michael Brown, Trayvon Martin, a few others. Mm-hmm. Overall, I think it was worth watching.
Was it like an hour and a half?
It was an hour.
Okay.
It was an hour. So this album is being released today on Tidal. So I'm kind of curious to see what's that gonna do. I'm not a Tidal member, so I guess I'll hear about it.
You'll be able to get it somewhere, some way, somehow.
The bottom line is that regardless on what she's doing, she's gonna still sip on lemonade to all of these chicks that's out here that's trying to do what she's doing. But I do respect the creativity, though.
I think it's always cool when they take it to another level as far as the medium, right? Like, Beyonce could easily make the same record for the next 8 years and just put it out with the best producers and have her husband guest on shit, and it could just be the same thing.
Right.
It'll sell. She'll be on the cutting edge just because of who she is. But she kind of said, you know what? I have this cool little thing with HBO. We've done shit with them before.
Pay me a lot of money.
They pay me a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Let's try it. I respect that. Like, I'm not a Beyonce fan, but I respect when anybody in that level of stardom is kind of like, yeah, let's try this thing. That doesn't really happen very often because it's them kind of stretching the art. So kudos.
She
has
some guest appearances too in there. She had Serena in there, and it was just odd because Serena was in there twerking. As a matter of fact, I think that you'll like that part.
I love Serena Williams.
Because I mean, her body is phenomenal.
It is.
And she had on, just so you know, I don't know if
I'll envision it. Let's go.
Don't get aroused though. Mm-hmm. She had on like a bodysuit, and she was like just all twerking, all grounding on the floor and everything. And I'm sitting up here like, dang, these chicks will do anything for me.
Serena,
you got tennis players twerking.
Serena just won, I believe it was Sports Woman of the Year, Sports Person of the Year from Sports Illustrated. She had a full spread in there.
Spread in what way?
She had a full photo spread,
Okay,
all
right.
And,
be clear.
You know, some elegant, some a little bit more, I shouldn't even say suggestive, it's Sports Illustrated, it's PG. But she looked damn good. She's always looked ridiculous.
Right.
So I can just imagine.
With no booty shots, by the way.
No.
All natural.
Hell, she's worked out. She is a brick shithouse. Mm-hmm. Her body is her moneymaker. She needs that to survive. And in tennis, she's technically old by tennis standards.
Would she be like on one your top five black girl crushes? No. Top 10?
No, like, it's just more of a thing where I don't think about her very often, but then when I do, I'm like, oh, I like her. Oh, okay. Like, you know?
All right. So she's not on the scale, but no, she's but good.
She's a 10.
All right. So, yeah, shout out to Beyonce, and we don't have to hope that that does well because we already know it will.
It's already.
So what else is going on? I'm hearing about this Michael Strahan and Kelly situation.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of me and you almost. How ironic.
I'm not jumping ship.
You sure?
To the Z Morning Zoo or something. Like that.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
There's no feelers out there. So what I've read is Michael Strahan gave notice that he's leaving the Michael and Kelly that was once the Regis and Kelly, which is on Regis and Kathy. Like this long lineage of a show,
right.
Morning show. He's jumping to Good Morning America. That's a get for him. Like that's a get for anybody. Good Morning America is the fucking
okay,
top.
I feel you, but so, let me tell you what I got a problem
go
with.
Ahead.
Why you making sneaky moves behind Kelly back when Kelly was the one who put you on? Kelly fought for Michael to take that spot with her.
What's the shadiness?
The shadiness is that he made the deal without her knowing.
I would say when you get to be that high in like entertainment.
Don't tell me he ain't owe her that.
No. Oh. Hear me out. Like, I feel like it's a lot of agents and managers and VPs and presidents and shit of the company doing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they probably came to Michael one day on a Sunday, were like, hey, Mike, GMA? And he,
right.
he was like, fuck yeah, I want to do GMA. And then that shit gets done. You know what I mean? Like, he's an athlete. He's used to his agent and his managers hammering out contracts, getting endorsements done. Like, he's not the dude at the table, like, what are you going to give me? So I feel like he's used to the people who do the business doing the business.
Okay, but at the same time, when people are hitting him and saying, yo, this is a situation that might be on the table, at the same time, don't you think that you give Kelly that respect and be like, yo, this ain't nothing etched in stone,
right.
But they here's talking about some...
See, Kelly Ripa, this is, I don't know shit about her, but she strikes me as a high-strung woman. Kind of woman where even if a seed has been planted until it's in stone, I don't want to plant that seed. She seems like a lunatic to me.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying
she didn't deserve to know?
She deserved to know, but she needed to know at the last minute. Like she
found out. I don't agree with that. I don't want to plant the seed in freakazoid
Kelly Ripa's head. Kelly Ripa is higher strung than you think, I guarantee.
But I don't think that makes it right. It doesn't make it right whether she's high strung or not. So what? She prefers to have
another thing is
Chanel plates
no, you may,
rather than the average
we
person.
We may not have gotten the full truth. He may have shot her a text 48 hours before it became public. And
that's still wrong.
Why?
Because when you were in negotiation, you owed her that. No, yo, it's not like, don't get me wrong, it's not like nobody was thinking about Michael Strahan. Mm-hmm. He's been a big NFL star since forever. Mm-hmm. He played 15 seasons or however long that he played. And even when he was playing, he was one of the highest paid NFL. So he's clearly has never had a money issue.
Right.
He's always been extremely likable.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that it was big of Kelly to give him that opportunity to see this big black man on daytime television. Like that was wonderful. Mm-hmm. And he's a nice looking man on top of that. They had built a rapport together, something that they created together. He owed her that to let her be in the loop. Why are you gonna do side deals? See, that's what I don't like. I don't like when people be moving funny, making side deals without just letting the person who put you on daytime television let her know what's happening.
I don't disagree with anything you're saying. I would
but
just
it
say,
seemed like
I would just say,
saying
there's,
like,
I would just say there's more
strong.
To the story. There's you just know? More to the story where well, there's probably a reason why. Also, every one of these contract things probably has a non-disclosure, which means you can't talk about that shit until it's in dried ink. So Michael, probably knowing about his future, may not have been able to discuss that shit legally beforehand. I would imagine the highest level of daytime TV, there's a ton of NDAs, non-disclosures around that. That's what I would say.
I don't know.
Not to bring the business sense into it, but I would say
that's the case. I mean, of course, we're all speculating. We don't know exactly what's happening, but...
Well, another thing I want to say about this, though, is when does somebody like Michael Strahan sleep? He's got the morning gig, whatever he's doing now. He's got the football things during the football season, at least on the weekends.
You sound like you hating, though.
No. What I'm thinking about is I work a 9-to-5. I got to commute. Like, there's only so much that I could spread myself.
Oh, believe me, you'll make it happen if you was getting those type of
but
checks.
But I think about it, like, I give him all the credit in the world because he's got kids. He's got all this stuff.
He got nannies. He got agents.
I'm saying,
he has
like,
drivers.
Like,
he has chefs.
I always just think about, like, I watch him on Sunday. Given his 2 cents in a suit about whatever games are going on. Monday morning, He's in wherever the hell he's got to be. Like, I just have a lot of respect for stuff like that.
I mean, don't forget, he's not like an average person like me and you. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't have to freaking wash out the bathtub after he takes
his
shower.
He's not prepping his dinner.
Right. He's not, you know, he's probably got someone laid his clothes out for him on the bed the night before. So I don't really think it's that difficult.
I'm happy for him, though.
I am, too. I just don't like the fact that, you know, what looked as on TV as a really good rapport and relationship has now been
imploded.
Yeah, and I'm hearing like the word hate has been used a lot of times behind the scene. Like, she hates him, and he's been reaching out to her and she's not answering, and it's gonna be pretty interesting when Monday turns around.
It'll blow over because there's only gonna be, I mean, not to look at it clearly with money, but there's gonna be a lot of money in the reconciliation on live television. The first time they've shared a room since the...
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, whether he goes back on the show as a guest or Good Morning America has her, like, it's all going to come full circle.
Well, the reason why they were so going hard with trying to get him on GMA is because the ratings, their ratings are slipping.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they're trying to appeal to a younger demographic. So, I mean, listen, I hope it works out. And I really would hate that them two have severed a relationship because they did so well together on TV.
Agreed.
You know, just like me and you, almost. Yeah, I would hate.
We do so well together.
We do so well together.
And nothing's going to tear us apart. Not even Al Roker.
You pinky promise. So, anyway, what else is going on?
Well, Black people news.
Okay.
Michael Strahan. Now, Harriet Tubman.
Oh.
that's some big-ass news.
You ain't never lie, especially for us.
I don't have much more to say.
I'm so curious. I was so dying for us to talk
about this topic.
You know why? Not from only your point of view, your perspective, but I'm just so curious to know what the hell is going on in the white people's circle. How are they receiving this news? I'm just so curious.
So just to bring up the people who live under a rock. Harriet Tubman is now the new face of the $20.
Well, not now, but will be.
In the next pressing, right? Okay. Whatever they call that.
I don't know. I think that's 2020.
2020 or something? Okay, in 4 years. What are white people thinking? I think the only white people that give a shit are the white people that you read about where they're screenshotting their tweets like, oh, well, we only can have presidents on our $20 bills. And, like, not all presidents are on $20. Or not all presidents are on bills. Like, I feel like the only white people...
So ignorant people.
The only white people that care are the people who are white people who are hicks and against it.
Trump voters. They're not happy.
People who want to build a wall between us and Mexico are the ones who give a shit. Me, I'm just like, hey, good for her. If Black people are souped up about it, by all means.
But I
couldn't care less, to be very honest with you.
What do you mean, Black? Money. Damn right, Black people were souped up about it.
Money is money is money to me. Whether you put
this woman saved y'all. This woman risked her life.
I'm with you.
To save hundreds of slaves. It's about time that she's acknowledged. Why wouldn't she be? It should be some more African Americans on some currency.
My question, the only thing that I thought about throughout this whole thing is, would she be your number one pick? Would she be Black people's number one pick?
I don't care.
No, I'm saying would Martin Luther King be a better fit for a 20?
Yo, Martin Luther King.
Because he has a day. We needed Harriet to get her 20.
No, I'm not saying it was spread out like that, but I'm just saying we have thousands of African Americans that we could have picked and said who would be deserving.
So you're happy
that.
With Harriet?
I'm ecstatic about Harriet. Mm-hmm. I feel good. I hope that, you know, I'm around to see this in circulation. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm. Nobody had no problem about what's his name? Who's on the 20 now? Andrew
Harrison.
Who's on the 20 now? Andrew who?
Andrew Harrison.
I thought it was Jackson.
Andrew Jackson, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Andrew Jackson is on the team.
Andrew Jackson.
And... now you want to... Matter of fact, take out another 20 and take out another 20 and
anyway,
another 10 and give me that 50 that you owe me.
You happy
too.
About Harriet? Go ahead.
See how he just deads money issues? You know what I'm saying? But anyway, Andrew Jackson. Nobody had no problem with him being on it. And
right.
He did some foul stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He
Oh no.
Encouraged segregation. He was ruthless to Native Americans, and he promoted exclusion. Nobody says nothing about the hatred that he promoted.
Any white man that's on any currency
is okay.
No, that was around before what, 1850? Likely did some negative shit. So I'm all with you on that. One thing that I'm kind of down with, though, is like, how about every, I don't know, 100 years, 50 to 100 years, we just change every face? Because
I don't have a problem with that.
Because think about it. The U.S. is in, what, 250-ish years of existence, almost, give or take. Like, we got to start acknowledging the next wave. And rather than make $3 bills and weird shit, how about you just change the lineage?
That's how I feel.
I'm all for that.
But I'm just saying, this is the first time ever that an African-American, mm-hmm. not woman, not person,
Anyone, yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah.
what I'm saying, mm-hmm. has had this opportunity, mm-hmm. and everybody always got something to say. Then your boy Donald Trump.
Holy shit. No.
It was just a figure
Bite
of speech.
Bite your tongue.
It was just a figure of speech. But he goes and you hear what he's saying about it. Like, oh, I think Harriet Tubman's fantastic. You know, she's amazing. But do we want her on the $20 bill? I think that we should have her on the $2. How disrespectful. Listen, and insulting.
Money talk.
This is why I'm
And whoever's on it, I'll accept it. I'm not going to be mad about it.
I just was curious to see what, you know, the Caucasian circle was feeling about that.
You know what it is? It's like, it doesn't even register. Like, I'm happy for
but
it.
But it will, you know.
Why?
Because, I don't know, it's just...
Why? Every time I pull a 20 out of my wallet, I'm going to feel...
It just seems like, I don't know, in my opinion, a lot of times that when it's always something that's pro-black or something that can get us over the next hurdle, like, it's a lot of white people that always got some complaints about it. Like, why you want to just keep us back? Just,
all right.
Just saying.
I'm with you.
When you say all right, what does that mean? Enough?
No,
I'm just saying.
When I say all right, I mean...
It's like the Black Lives Matter. So what do you mean Black Lives
Matter? All lives matter.
Right, all lives matter. That's not saying that that's anti-white. It's just saying that we matter too.
Right. And but like I said about this original point, it's like the only people that really have a fucking voice that are white with that stuff are the people who have the most privilege. It's usually like the older, whiter, white-haired white people.
You're talking about the racist white people.
Yeah, when I say I don't care or I'm indifferent, it's not that I'm negating the victory for black people. I'm just saying, like, it doesn't affect my life, and if it enriches yours, God bless you. Like, that's awesome.
Okay, well, it will enrich mine. That's awesome.
But I'm saying, like, for any white person to say that this is a negative impact on their life, they're a fucking idiot.
All right, well, I'm glad that you feel that way,
and,
Danny.
Yeah, but, like, you know, but... The white people that make those points, like the, well, it shouldn't be just about you or whatever, those are the people who have never had to overcome anything.
Right, exactly. And that's my point.
Yes, I'm with you.
100%. I'm glad that we agreed on something today.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
All right, so enough of Harriet right now.
Okay.
Let's just dive into a little bit of sad news because... Mm-hmm. I know it's other topics that we, but I just want to make sure that we don't acknowledge a member that we do rather acknowledge.
We have ample time.
We have ample time because usually we save RIPs to the end and we run out of time, and I want to get them done. So first RIP is going to go to Miss Doris Roberts.
Mm.
Okay, so how do you feel about Doris Roberts? I only know about Doris Roberts because I hear that she was in Everybody Loves Raymond. See, I've never seen an Anybody Loves Raymond episode in my life.
Really?
In my life.
See, I've probably watched a dozen. I'm not a big Raymond fan.
Okay.
Doris Roberts was on that show, yes. She was funny. My connection with Doris Roberts is one of my favorite movies, which is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
She plays one of the grandmothers in that.
I remember that.
She's the one with the hairy lip, and she's whatever.
The hairy lip.
So, my childhood, I can envision her. She, in that movie and in the show at least, she's everybody's grandmother. She's very accessible, mm-hmm. sweet woman, but...
A little raspy voice.
Yeah.
She had lots of personality.
Lots of personality. And I always respect the women and men who can get that kind of work later in their career. Like, filming a sitcom is not a day in the park.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. that's a hard gig when you're doing that in your 70s, your 80s. Mm-hmm. You know, sorry to see her
I know
go.
Doris Robert from Tyler Perry movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So she was in Medea's Witness Protection.
She crossed over?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, that's how I was really mm-hmm. familiar with her, because I thought she did a great job.
And did she steal the scene probably?
Several times.
Yeah, I believe that. Times. I believe
so,
that.
Yeah, she was in Madea's witness protection in 2012. So that was kind of cool. But mm-hmm. I mean, I guess mostly people that our age know her most from Everybody Loves Raymond,
right.
which she was on for like 8 years. Right. So, you know. Just R.I.P.
R.I.P. Doris Roberts.
Doris had one son, three grandchildren, and she died in L.A. at the age of 90 from old age. So R.I.P. Doris.
Definite R.I.P.
So also we had another sad situation with one of your wrestling people.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, shoot.
So Joni Lauer, who by everybody in the world would know her better as Chyna.
Okay.
Chyna was a big part of my adolescence.
Okay.
So I've been watching pro wrestling since probably like 1992, 1993.
Just say ever, and that means ever.
Okay. And, you know, usually women's wrestling on TV, it was always portrayed as buxom blonde versus another blonde, and they'd kind of play fight, do one move, mm-hmm. and they move on.
Right.
Chyna comes around in the mid-90s. I'm like, you know, 10 years old.
What'd you think of her?
She was this brick shit house of a woman. Dyed black hair,
right.
muscles, competing with the men, making an...
she fought men?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She was the only woman to ever win the WWE Intercontinental Championship.
Oh, this is... You learning me today!
But, you know, she was just like a presence at her time.
Okay.
Because when... Imagine everybody else in the room is 5'3", blonde, like not really doing a lot with themselves, and then this girl comes along and starts kicking ass.
Right.
But you know what I mean?
Like, I remember her from that funny voice that she had.
Yeah.
She was shooting up, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had some problems. As with any wrestler in that era, there's no off-season.
Mm.
There's none of that stuff. So they usually resort to pills, drugs, drinking to get by. They get hurt. They got to work the next night. They drink. They take the
but
pills.
But do you think that she was putting some testosterone up
there's,
in her?
Yeah, there was some shit going okay. on. So after she kind of has her peak in the late 90s, she gets released from the company. For whatever reasons.
Do you know?
I know.
Can we know?
We can know. So she used to... she... We can get into it. She dated Triple H. I don't know if anybody knows Triple H.
Absolutely not.
Okay, Triple H right now is the COO of WWE. He ended up marrying the boss's daughter. So he left Chyna, who he was dating, to date the boss's daughter. Ended okay. up marrying her and becoming, you know, the multi...
That was a smart move.
Yeah, definitely a come okay. up for him.
Right.
So in the midst of all that, Chyna gets released from her contract.
Okay.
And with that, she kind of went into this downward spiral. More drugs.
Mm,
she does
depression.
She does a porno.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
A lot of bad
shit. Did you
see
it?
I did.
And? You look disgusted.
She did it. She did it with another wrestler that she was dating at the time. It was just, imagine someone hitting their bottom, but you see it. Like, usually when people are hitting their bottom.
It doesn't sound good.
It happens in private, and then you hear about their recovery. You saw it.
Did Chyna have a penis?
We can get really graphic right now and say that certain things maybe were kind of big from the drug use, from injecting. Anyway, hits her bottom.
What was kind of big?
The thing that you... I don't...
No, tell me. I'm curious.
Something... the thing that women... I don't...
Her clit?
Yeah.
No. Not that. Her... The lips.
Just big shit down there. Look like a big hot dog.
Oh,
so,
God. China bar.
So with that, she goes through more drug abuse, gets ostracized from the industry, and in recent years, she cleaned herself up a little bit. She started appearing on television a bit more. WWE never really took her back because she did a fucking porno and all this other shit. But in recent years, completely, I wouldn't say completely, but tried to rehab her image.
Mm.
As with anybody from the last 30 years of wrestling, though, the drugs catch up. Everything catches up.
Poor
and
China.
She's 45 years old.
Oh, so young.
Passes away. It's sad because when I think about her, I don't think about all that weird shit. I think about being like 10 years old, being like, look at this girl
beating
the shit up
by
guys. It was a fun time to be a wrestling fan when she was popular.
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. Anything that I know about wrestling, which is not much, mm-hmm. but she's like the only female wrestler that
right.
would come to mind.
That broke
like
through
ever,
for
right,
you to even
ever.
Know who it is. Right.
Right.
And she was a spectacle. They made a lot of money off her, I got to say. And it's sad.
Because it is very sad.
You hear a lot of horror stories, really, about these wrestlers who kill themselves for maybe an 8-year earning window.
Mm-hmm.
Drugs, pills, booze, injuries, and then they fucking die in a hotel room in Florida. And
very
it's like
sad.
It's really sad. So a lot of big RIPs to her, her family. Yeah. No, really, she's really a statistic now. You know what I mean?
They say, I heard that they were saying that they're going to donate her brain to science.
Yeah, so
what's that about?
So what, a lot of the stuff that's happening now is all these concussions are things that are kind of being, you know, getting more and more traction behind it. So the Will Smith movie that was out, Concussion, with football, with Junior Seau, all those guys. It's an issue. It's
that
an issue
movie
called
Concussion.
It's a movie called CTE. It's, or I should say, it's a condition called CTE. Mm-hmm. It's related to everything that happens from concussions on your brain.
Right.
How when somebody's 40, they'll have the brain and nervous system of an 80-year-old. Mm. Things like that. So what these athletes and wrestlers are doing now is they're donating their brains to science.
I think that's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
I think it's a good idea.
So maybe. RIP to China. Very sad.
Yeah. Also RIP to Pearl Washington. I know you probably don't know who that is.
Very little.
You basketball fan?
Not as much as other sports, but please.
Not like baseball. Mm-hmm. Dwayne Alonzo Pearl Washington was his name. And he was a college and a professional basketball player.
Yep. Popular in New York, though, too. Mm-hmm. Had a New York following.
Very much so.
Yep.
He was a playground phenomenon.
Yep.
From Boys and Girls High School, which I know you don't know nothing about that, because that's Brooklyn all day, every day. And Pearl was from Brownsville, Brooklyn, to be specific. Shout out to Brownsville. And he got his nickname from comparisons of Earl the Pearl Monroe, which I know him. Okay. He was rated number one overall high school player in the United States in 1983. And he went to Syracuse University. So he was like a big deal when he went over to Syracuse. Mm-hmm. A lot of ball players at that time wasn't even thinking about going to Syracuse at that time until they saw him go there. So, you know, he was admired for that. He was also, they called him the king of the shake and bake, because that's how I used to shake the side. I used to have a little handle too myself.
Did you?
Too. Yeah, when I was in school.
Really?
Yeah. You ain't know I was a point guard when I was in college? You ain't know that?
Really?
I'm dead serious.
No, this is news.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Really?
I had a little handle too.
We gotta find some footage.
Find it. Jeez, but I mean, I wasn't no Pearl Washington or nothing like that, but you know, I'm just saying. But anyway, yeah, so he went to Syracuse, and basically that shake and bake was just leaving dudes standing there with their mouth open like, and he was drafted to the New Jersey Nets.
You know what's incredible?
And then Miami Heat. Right. So he did play professional ball.
But
Hold on. So in August 2015, he had surgery to address a malignant brain tumor. He also had worked at Canarsie High School too, and you know, he was assisting with some coaching there. But anyway, on 4/20, he died at the age of 52 from brain cancer. So it's very sad, and we need to acknowledge Pearl Washington, because he was definitely one of the greats, especially from Brooklyn.
Yeah, and keeping it in New York, you know, like doing it in the playgrounds, Syracuse, playing for the Nets, Canarsie, like. Keeping it local is always, I always respect that, you know.
A lot of young dudes, you know, kind of looked up to him.
Right.
And, yeah, rest in peace to him.
Rest in peace.
All right, so moving a little bit forward. I can't believe this RIP list.
Man.
This week. I done said last week, can we just have 1 week without a RIP? It's a little sad sometimes. It's depressing. But at the same time, it makes you wake up every day and be grateful and thankful.
Absolutely.
So last but not least, we're going to talk about Prince Roger Nelson. Mm. So sad. 57. Now, were you a Prince fan?
I was a huge Prince fan.
To what level?
To the level of me and all my music head friends. Like, the reason that we love Prince so much is because we're music nerds.
Right.
And the thing is, Prince was the guy for us who you wanted to be. We may have liked Michael Jackson's music, but Prince wailed on guitar. He was a guitar hero.
Yeah, he was sick with the instruments.
He was a showman. He played 18,000 instruments and played them all
27 to be
well.
Exact.
But what we loved about him is you could listen to songs as a musician and be like, holy shit, this is a pop song and there's no bass line, or holy shit, this is a pop song and what chord is that?
Right, right, right.
We loved it because he had the swagger, he had the ability, he had the showcase, he had the showmanship. It was all together.
Right.
Men wanted to be him, women wanted to be with him.
Right.
Like, he was the shit, and my best friend and I.
Prince was sexy.
Yeah.
Prince was sexy.
He was. Mm-hmm. No, dude. There's a. Do you still want to talk about shortlists? Shortlists of men that I might be like, maybe. Prince was one, two, and three. That's a fucking confession.
One, two, and three?
Prince?
You would have slept with Prince?
Damn right.
What?
Hands down. And I would have said that 2 weeks ago. It's not just the grieving process, but shit. Prince was a man among mortals, or I should say a god among mortals.
Very interesting. I learn new things about you every day, Danny. Mm-mm. Prince was a musical pioneer, and we already know he was a genius. He unlike no other, really. Mm-mm. Unlike no other. I respected him because his style was so unique. Like, he didn't try to be like anybody else, and people wouldn't dare to try to be like him because they knew that
they'd fall short. And the thing is, his shit ranged so much, right? So you listen to some of the early Prince, it's like very soulful and very slow, and you can like make love to it, right? Uh-uh. Then he gets into like his really like pop era stuff,
right,
where it's like, wow, this is the most accessible pop music in the world. He's competing with Madonna and the Springsteens of the world,
right?
And he's exceeding them.
Mm.
He was the only person ever to have the number one album and number one movie in the country.
That's right.
That
Purple Rain was the biggest.
Yeah, man.
It was like the biggest thing ever. That was what, 1984? 84? Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple of things people don't know about Prince is that, first off, they didn't know that Prince was his real name.
Mm.
And Prince was also a Jehovah Witness.
Mm-hmm.
Prince wrote a lot of songs for a lot of other artists. Do you know any artists that he wrote for, Danny?
He wrote Manic Monday.
I love that song, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
By the Bangles.
He wrote Nothing Compares to You.
Uh-huh. Sinead O'Connor.
Damn right. Yeah, he wrote a lot of those good
songs. I Feel For You, Chaka Khan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He also wrote How Come You Don't Call Me Anymore by Alicia Keys. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
I did.
Interesting.
The thing is also that I love about him is he was so very prolific. And when I say that, I mean he was pumping out records and pumping out songs forever. Mm-hmm. So when he was in the disputes with all the record companies and stuff, he was putting out material to kind of like fulfill his obligations to the contracts.
Right, right.
And when, you know, if you want to look up a Prince discography, for instance, it reads so long.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not filler.
Mm-hmm.
It's some good
shit.
Right,
right, right, right. Like, it wasn't fluff.
He's got 4-part albums where he's going 12 songs deep each one, being really fucking good.
That little thing that he had going back and forth with Warner Brothers was quite interesting to me, how he just came up with this whole griff or whatever. Yep. And you know, he was like, I'm gonna just be formally known as, just so I could fulfill my contract with Warner Brothers.
And also, when you think about all that stuff with the Prince symbol and all that, it was kind of like really ahead of its time, because it's a lot of the stuff that artists are facing now,
right?
So all the stuff,
it was genius,
all the stuff that people say about the record industry now, and Prince kind of stood up to it.
Right.
And I always respect that, because when you've made your millions, when you're at a point where you are sitting pretty, you don't need to be fighting the fucking system.
Right.
Prince said, fuck you, I'm going to own it. And he did everything in his power to do it.
Right.
Whether it's how he distributed his music, whether it's how much he did with his music. And how, you know, he was never one to sit on his laurels with how he wanted to do anything with his music.
Are we ever gonna know, you think, on how he passed away? Because I don't know if the reasoning of his death is making sense to me. Like, is anybody gonna go a step further, or are we gonna just let it go? We gonna just be like, all right, and respect the man's privacy?
If I'm being honest, like, as a fan, I don't wanna know. Like, it wouldn't give me more or less closure if I knew it was something bad or something good.
I don't know if it's...
You know what I mean?
Isn't it not like,
right,
you know why some people may want to know is because they feel like that special closeness with Prince, like almost like you knew who he was. Like, that's just like somebody that you close to cared about, and they just passed away and I can't know.
Right.
You know what I mean? I just want to know. Like, I just,
I'm
you know,
you. I'm with
but,
you.
But, I mean, don't get me wrong. They said that he had the flu or whatever. Yeah. And I know, like, what they said, freaking 36,000 people died of the flu.
Right.
Last year.
Right.
Alone. So, I mean, it's not like dying from the flu was impossible. But he obviously was sick to some degree mm-hmm. because they were saying how he had a show and he was on his private jet and he wasn't right. feeling good. He was only 45 minutes from his house. And they had to make an emergency landing because yep. he didn't feel good. And then 6 days prior to that, he was treated for an overdose, which I totally believe that because people, they underestimate
themselves, the drug.
Well, the not saying like it's, when they say overdose of drug, I didn't mean like a drug like cocaine or he was freebasing mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm saying prescription drugs.
Yes, that's
drugs,
what I mean. The right, drug prescription that they're taking. Yeah.
Because yep. they has mentioned that he has some type of hip replacement mm-hmm. or whatever. Yep. And, you know, it's no joke when you have a surgery or
yes.
you was mentioning, you know, about your tooth or whatever. When you in pain and it pop that Motrin or to pop that whatever just for that little bit of time, like, and you feeling good,
yep.
you just never know, like, where that could take you.
Very
but
true.
It just breaks my heart because, I mean, I loved Prince. I don't think I probably loved Prince like you love Prince. You know what I mean?
Different kind of love.
Different kind of love. Yep. But, I mean, Adore was one of my absolute favorite songs yep. that he's ever recorded.
Yep.
But it made me sad inside, like, a little bit. Like, I knew him because I grew up to all of these songs. And just to know that how he passed away in the elevator, you know, certain things I say, like, what was going through his mind? Like, did he know that his health was failing? Did he know, was he trying to get help? Like, just little things that you just think about.
Right.
So it's not like I need to know the specific reason mm-hmm. why, whatever. I just wanted to know, I think ultimately that he was all right and he was at peace. You know what I'm saying? And
for me, at least in the last maybe 10, 15 years, Prince, I thought to myself, was like Christmas. And here's why.
Mm-hmm.
Every time Prince would come around, because he was such a secret guy, it was great. It was like Christmas because you knew whatever he was going to do, whether it was playing at the Forum, releasing a new record, whatever it was,
right,
you knew it was going to be sick and you loved it and you knew that you could just wait until the next time you saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you thought about Prince, it was like Christmas because you'd think about it years ago mm-hmm. and how good it was when you were a child. And, you know, I kind of understand, or I should say I respect the fact that a man who lived such a private life deserves the privacy
of death. I feel you. I agree with that.
I don't want to see a guy who was kind of kept in captivity on his own. It was of his own volition to be private. Now, once he passed away, you crack the egg open and you show it all. I kind of respect the wishes, if they are such wishes, to kind of keep it. You know, like, just because we're the public that deserves it,
I'm kind of
on both sides of the fence with it.
My only wish is that somebody so special as Prince just was laid to with peace. That's all I
wish. He's already been cremated, I believe.
I've heard, because, you know, he's a Jehovah Witness.
Yep.
I don't think they hold bodies like that. But,
you
know, and not to mention all of the things that he's done for people.
Right.
I mean, money that
as a Jehovah's Witness, you can't bring up.
Exactly. So
all that stuff's going to
come out. He was like an angel.
That's going to come out.
He was like an angel. So, R.I.P. to...
That's an understatement, man. Like,
To Prince. And what a tremendous loss in the music industry.
This is one of those things where you know what you have when he's here. You don't know what you have till he's gone, kind of thing. But,
mm-hmm.
like, this is a dude who should have been celebrated in life. Because, yeah, you can go find somewhere on a Friday night. They're doing a Prince spin or whatever. But, like, now there's going to be a lot of that.
I see a lot of people is, like, really doing amazing tributes. Yeah.
They're showing Purple Rain in the city now and stuff. Like,
that's dope.
All the time. We've done this before here in the last 3-4 months at least. Like, when somebody passes away, then the reflection starts. Like, start celebrating your heroes now. Like, while they're alive.
You're right. That's a good point.
Start doing it now.
And do you know what else was interesting, too? That you can't find none of Prince's music on no music streams.
As he wanted.
You know where you can find it, though.
Where?
On Tidal.
Right.
You can find it on Tidal. But, you know, it's interesting what kind of deals that he had made.
But, yeah, I mean, one thing about him being such a prolific songwriter and such a prolific album releaser is there is obviously a vault the size of this room
I could imagine.
Of unreleased stuff. And I would like to think that in the most tasteful way, that'll come out, too.
Right.
He was meticulous with his craft, but I feel like the right stuff should come out. I feel like there's never not enough Prince out there.
They said he was a perfectionist.
Right.
and everything that he did. But anyway, I want to just say rest in peace to Prince. I heard, you know, I'm going to say your boy Justin Bieber came out and was trying to say some disrespectful stuff, you know, with his 22-year-old ignorant ass self. Mm. Did you hear about it?
Something about the greatest living musician or something like that. What was it? Fucking jerk off.
We're not, what did he say? He's not the last greatest. It's just insensitive. But somebody need to sit Justin down, I feel, and let him know to respect.
You know what? He's Canadian, so he obviously doesn't know American music history. Sit him down.
I think that he does. He needs to really know who paved the way for his little ass.
I mean, you want to talk about... Oh, God. We could make a whole Prince show. Because you had a dude who was the front man of a badass band. That's one part over here. That's why the metalheads liked him.
Right.
That's why the guitar heads liked him. Mm-hmm. Then he was the most soulful dude in the room over here.
Right.
That's why all of his core group liked him. Mm-hmm. Then all the pop fans liked him because he was writing really good pop music. Like, you can hit on all degrees with him. He was doing things that nobody else was doing. That's nobody right. probably will do since.
No, of course not.
Oh.
He was a rare.
Very sad. Rare.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Rest in peace to Prince.
Rest in peace.
He will definitely be missed. Mm. You gonna give us a little Prince rendition?
I will.
You will?
I will. So, backstory for everybody. There wasn't going to be a song this week. But then the news comes in about the loss of Prince, whatever that was, Wednesday, Thursday. Mm-hmm. And I just felt it was right to, you know.
You felt it was right?
Do a little tribute.
Listen, don't disrespect Prince now, okay? You go in and you do what you need to do.
Not at
okay?
all. You know, we've discussed he's got the most... You know, amazing catalog, but I wanted to do a song that kind of you brought up that not a lot of people know he wrote.
Okay.
So,
is it a door?
It's not a door. Maybe next week. So here we go. It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day.
All right now.
Since you took your love away.
This vodka.
Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose.
I know that's right.
I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant. But nothing can take away these blues.
Why?
'Cause nothing compares. Nothing compares to you.
Thank you, Danny.
It's been so lonely without you here. Like a bird without a song. Nothing can stop these lonely tears from falling.
All right.
Tell me, baby, where did I go wrong? I could put my arms around every girl I see, but they only remind me of you. Yeah, you. I went to the doctor, guess what he told me?
What he told me? What?
He said, Dan, you better try to have fun no matter what you do. 'Cause she's a fool and nothing compares. Not you. Nothing compares to you. All the flowers that you planted, mama, in the backyard. All died when you went away.
You would have took them down to the base in your throat?
Damn. I know that living with me, baby, was sometimes hard. But I'm willing to give it another try.
Why?
Hi.
Because?
Cause nothing compares, no, nothing compares to you. Nothing compares, no, nothing compares to you. Nothing compares to you.
Yeah, I'll give you a round of applause, Danny. I think you did Prince justice right
rest
there.
Rest in peace.
Rest in purple.
Rest in purple. Peace, Prince.
That was very good, Danny.
Thank you.
And that was a very important note to end this show on. Okay.
how perfect. Circle.
Right.
Full
circle. How everything just comes back. Yep. You know what I mean? We started off with us. We end with us.
It's true.
We remember that nothing
compares to us.
To me, rather.
It's you. It's all you.
Yeah, well.
It's your world.
Yeah. So, yeah, thanks, Danny. I appreciate that. Why don't you tell the people when you're going to be returning?
I will be returning.
Because you're not going to be here next week. Matter of fact, speaking of next week, I just want to say that all them hip-hop fans that's out here tuning in to me, us, rather, to the show, rather, I got a real special guest coming through next week.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to leave it as a surprise right now. Right. But if you're a real, real hip-hop head, tune in next week.
Awesome.
Unfortunately, you're going to miss that one, Dan.
I'll miss the next 2 weeks.
Oh.
Next week, I'll be down in Philly for work. If anybody's around Philly.
Nobody cares that you're going to be in Philly
for
work.
Okay.
No, nobody cares.
And the following week, I'll be in Toronto.
So, wait, but the following week is Mother's Day. Right? Is that correct?
Oh, I will be here for that.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what you're talking
about. Oh, I will be. So I'm sorry.
Oh,
right.
Okay. So for Mother's Day, I got a
special Mother's Day edition. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
I will be here.
Maybe we should have your mom and my mom on.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Our room will be... Ugh.
And then we should bring up the
every black
Harriet
topic
Tubman.
Ever.
Yeah. Right. That wouldn't that be awesome?
Shit, man.
But anyway, I got a song. I got a Mother's Day song. That's what it became. Shots bust.
Man, shots fire, man. Volatile.
Ooh, that would be a show for y'all. Shit. But anyway,
So yeah, just a 1 week hike.
I got a song for you
For Mother's Day?
For Mother's Day.
Okay, what do we got?
And I want you to do Bryson Tiller's Exchange.
Okay. Never heard of him or the song.
No. Well, if you don't know,
nothing else is new. But now I know.
Listen, some things I have to educate you on.
Every day here is an education.
I know that's right. Good to have you back.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Anybody want to email me and ask me about Danny's whereabouts? just feel free to email.
Milk cartons.
Just feel free. Oh, she brought it up for you a little bit.
All right.
Up there.
All right.
Feel free to shoot us an email at thelacheyshow@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to please keep supporting us on Lachey Show on Facebook. Support us on Lachey Show on IG and definitely on Twitter. And for everybody, you know, if you missed the show, tell your friends to make sure that you subscribe to our podcast at Lachey Show. On brooklynradio.com, which is taken off kind of nice.
Awesome.
And where can they find you and your amazing voice?
They can find this amazing voice at Danny Love, BITW, Instagram.
Yeah, why don't you hit him up and, you know, maybe he'll send you a personal.
A little 15 seconds.
Yeah. You never know. You might get lucky.
You might.
Anyway, good show, Danny.
Great show, Shay.
Anything else you needed to add?
No. Thank you, everybody. Take care.
We'll see y'all next week. Thank you.